It's all about the jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, a look at the economy as markets open for the day. Let's dive right in with a question. Where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. The S&P up about 1%. The NASDAQ up 1.5%. The Dow adding 112 points right now at 99.15. European shares are lower, I should say higher right now. 0.33% for the FTSE, and the CAC 40 in Paris up about 0.33%. Asian stocks closed mostly lower today. American business productivity grew last quarter at the fastest pace in 6 years, and new jobless claims fell to a 10-month low last week. Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research. He joins us live from Washington right now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Steve.
So a couple of things at work in the labor market, higher productivity and fewer people claiming jobless benefits. I mean, what does this tell us about the overall shape of the economy?
Well, it tells us that the labor market is improving in some respects. You know, it's hard to get excited about 500,000 people filing claims for unemployment insurance, which is what they did last week. But relative to where we've been, that is a huge improvement. That's the lowest number we've seen since January. And when smoothed out, like economists like to do, on a four-week moving average, it's the lowest level in a year. So we're certainly not in a good labor market, but it's an improving one.
Yeah, we're looking at the trend, right?
That's right.
So we also saw, Richard, that as a part of the weekly jobless report, there was really no uptick, no gain in wages. Inflation doesn't appear to be a threat for the moment anyway. So does that suggest to you that the Fed has a little room to keep interest rates steady?
Absolutely right. You know, we got labor productivity, which soared during the third quarter because wages were not rising at the same time. That means unit labor cost, how much businesses are paying workers for an hour of their time, declined almost 4% over the past year, have posted their lowest increase since the series was recorded in the 1940s. And that really strongly suggests that inflation is not a threat, as some might perceive it to be. And that implies, as the Fed just told us themselves yesterday, low interest rates are here to stay for an extended period of time.
All right. Richard DeKayser joining us from Washington. Richard, thanks.
My pleasure.
Here we go again. Big bonuses are back on Wall Street, at least for some financial workers. A report out today from compensation consulting firm Johnson Associates in New York predicts the typical year-end bonus will be up about 40% this year. That's setting up a clash with regulators and with lawmakers and, of course, public opinion, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Bonuses had fallen in the recession as firms had less to offer and regulators cracked down, but they're now creeping up again between 40 and 60% in sectors like investment banking, bond, and stock trading. Andrew Hilton of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation in London says regulators are under tremendous pressure to give Wall Street a looser leash again.
Because it is said the crisis is over, and plenty of institutions have been going around making the case that if they don't pay enormous sums of money to their staff, they will lose those staff to other institutions, the usual scare stories that we've heard before.
Hilton says regulators have the most leverage over firms like Bank of America and Citibank that got huge government bailouts to stay alive. But he says even companies that didn't get direct cash assistance have benefited from the government refloating of financial markets, so their pay should be scrutinized as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sungard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Carmaker Toyota today said it is profitable again. It's adjusted its outlook a little higher with that news. Thousands of German auto workers walked off the job today protesting General Motors' plans to scrap its deal to sell Opel to the Canadian auto parts maker Magna. Workers feared job cuts either way, but the nixing of the deal throws more uncertainty into the mix. Let's speak with Financial Times European business correspondent Richard Milne, who's with us from London. Hi there.
Yeah, good morning.
Now that the deal is off the table, how does this all play out?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think in Germany, the feeling was, in a sense, that they were kind of protecting their jobs in a sense. And that actually caused some anger in other European countries. So you're seeing today, for instance, UK workers rather happy because the GM plan will probably mean fewer job losses in the UK. But the place where there's real anger is in Germany. You've got the fears that as many as two factories could be closed in Germany. And Magna, of course, didn't want to close any.
And a lot of these German states are competing against one another to see which have factories close and which ones stay open, right?
Absolutely. One of the more peculiar things about this is there's a factory in the former Eastern Germany called Eisenach. This is actually the most efficient GM factory in Europe. And at the moment, it's one of the two that looks most likely to close.
If the factory is so efficient, why would GM want to close it?
Well, that's always a question in the car industry, and it kind of underlines everything that's wrong in the car industry, I suppose, particularly in Europe. I mean, I think what you've seen in the US is a very, very brutal restructuring with both GM and Chrysler going through bankruptcy. And what we're seeing in Europe is really much more of a muddling through. You haven't had any car factories close here during this crisis. You haven't had any car makers go out of business. And I think that's just storing up problems for the future.
Richard Milne, European business correspondent at the Financial Times in London. We do appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
And finally, the New York Yankees are world champs again.
To the second baseman, Cano. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
It's part of last night's broadcast on Fox. Bad for the Phillies, but according to one researcher, good for stocks. The New York Times quotes Richard Peterson from Standard & Poor's Capital IQ, who says, every year the Yanks have won the World Series. Since 1936, the S&P tacked on an average of 10% the following year. When they lost the championship, it tanked the following year by an average of 13%. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.